When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hi, this is Tom Cruise, and your mission, if you choose to accept it, is to listen to this really, really great Sanspants radio podcast. Wow.
Hey, Jack, this is the President Sleepy Joe Biden, and you're listening to my favorite podcast in the world. Hey, fam.
Smash it.
You ready to smash it?
Yeah. I'm melee, brother.
Do you remember how to do this? It's been the longest break we've ever had.
Yeah. This we recorded, like, notoriously through lockdown. It probably stopped us from killing ourselves. Normally when we go on holidays, we banked episodes. This might have been the longest break.
We recorded an episode as I got COVID.
That's right.
COVID manifested during an episode.
Yeah.
And I coughed myself to sleep mid-episode.
We're doing a deep dive.
But anyway, shut the fuck up. Not allowed to say anything. We need, there's no better person to welcome back all Hey Fam listeners.
Yeah.
Levins, happy birthday, man. It's your boy Dub here. I heard you're in Japan living it up, so make sure you enjoy it. So much food there to eat, man. Make sure you eat a Wendy's burger while you're there. They were everywhere. I'm devastated I couldn't try a damn Skippy at the dip before it closed down in Sydney, but we'll be sure to share a burger one day down the road. Once again, happy birthday, Levins. I'll catch you around.
What a beautiful video. We're going to talk about that in PayFam tonight.
Yeah.
If you want an explanation of what that is.
Yeah. That was a message received while you're in Japan.
Yeah, Roger. Loud and clear.
So, loud and clear. Yeah. I had to find... I'm pretty good at finding people on the internet.
It is one of your skills.
This guy who was to be found, really, really not great at getting back to communications on several fronts. But again, that's a PayFam conversation.
Yeah, you got to pay for that convo.
Welcome back. You'll see that I've readjusted my house for you where we're sitting on tatami mats.
Yep.
I got rid of every black person within a 3 kilometer radius of this house just to make it feel like you're back in Japan.
Arigato.
Yeah, I live with my parents now because I'm a single income, no kids, and you do
there's
that.
There's a lot more swords here than there were before.
The same amount. I've just got a mountain.
Yeah, right, of course.
I'm just proud about it. Just in this 3 kilometer radius, trains run impeccably on time.
So many trains. My kids, that was like when they got back from 3 weeks away in Japan, they were like, Dad,
that's what prisoners of war you probably used to say 80 years ago when I got back from 3 weeks.
That's my wife and I, that's our nickname for the kids.
POW.
Yeah, the old POWs. But yeah, they were like so happy that they didn't have to take trains anymore. And I was like, you ungrateful little
pricks. All right. You gotta drop them off at Central and you gotta make your way home.
Yeah, have fun.
Here's an Opal card. Then then when they you know, wind up crying and begging to respect the Land of Rising Suns public transport system, only then are they allowed back inside.
We did have some wild days where we would get maybe like 12 trains.
That's just a normal day for a dude in Japan, isn't it?
Yeah.
Seriously. Yeah. No, I had a friend. I think I told you before you went. I had a friend of ours went and had a kid. He has a kid like Archie's age now. He's just like, yeah, trains are so much sometimes for them. Just like the amount of people and
yeah, the absolute worst one, of course, was when we had our 5 bags and all our backpacks.
The one that's straight from the airport.
And going back to the airport with everything.
Yeah, it's always more
because I would see something and be like, suddenly 1 second later, I would have paid for it and it was mine.
You're like,
now.
How did I do this?
Yeah. It was involuntary movements.
Yeah. As long as I weren't people.
Added more credit to my Suica card on my phone. Do you know how easy it is to buy shit in Japan now?
Yeah, homie. I was doing it last time. I was just tapping for shit.
Yeah.
I think I've still got my Suica on my... Oh, yeah, there you go.
On your watch. Perfect. Look at that motherfucking penguin. He knows what the fuck is up.
I have a book about him, actually.
Really?
The design process.
I went to the Suica head office and got a photo with the big bronze statue of the penguin out the front.
I have a book here. From my last trip, and it's like all of the cards I've done for
all the ceremony. IC cards. Oh, the
no,
cards.
For like
wow.
The Just Suica and the penguin, and it's like here's the winter one in Nagano that we did in 2007. It's like a catalog. It's It's the best.
I fell in love with how everything has a mascot. Like, you'd go to like Botanic Gardens and it's like, oh, a bush with a face.
Yeah.
That's
everything Mildred. Has a mascot. Every town, every
Botanic
like
Garden mascot. Every suburb. Train line.
It's great.
Has their own, like, it's like some of it will be like a train with a face. The real ones do a train with arms and legs.
Yeah.
Love that.
Some would call it infantilization, but I say that these are very happy people. That because they do have mascots.
I wish everything in Australia had a mascot.
Yeah, I know. Then you go on our...
But starting with HeyFam. That's the HeyFam moving forward. We're going to have a mascot.
We have a few, actually.
It's going to be you with additional arms and legs and a face on top of your face.
I was going to say just Mark Wahlberg, but we'll do that.
Yeah. What if we should...
We've got so much to catch up on.
If we make Mark Wahlberg our official mascot and change the name of the podcast to PrayFam.
Yeah.
Do you reckon he could be on board?
I think that we could probably get out of paying taxes if we called it PrayFam and make it some kind of exempt from, tax religious. We could probably get on the Holo app and maybe we can pitch to Mark Godcasts. And we're like, you put us on there and we're talking about nothing but praying.
We have
staying prayed up, thinking about getting prayed up. Like, there's so many different angles. Praying up, like you've walked in on somebody praying. Like, there's a lot to cover.
And have you ever... Can you pray down?
You know, I think I've been doing a little praying down lately, so I'm glad you're back.
There's lots to catch up on. I missed a lot of shit. The biggest thing I missed was...
Well, the birthday message you just played.
Obviously, my birthday message. I missed my birthday. When you have a birthday overseas, it doesn't count. So I'm still 28.
Okay, and that, yeah.
Wait,
okay.
No, what, 27? How old am I?
27.
Okay, cool.
We'll shave a few years off. I've had a few overseas, so yeah.
Wait, did we turn 28 or 29? 30.
We're older.
Fuck, 38, I mean. 38 or 39.
We're so much older. I thought you were like joking.
No, we turned 38, right? 38.
Yeah.
I said 20 instead
of
30.
I'm a few months older than you. I keep the seat warm.
But the biggest thing I missed, man, was Wahlberg week.
Seriously, man. It's like they fucking... spoke to your travel agent or something.
I haven't gone. I've been back in Sydney for 3 days and I refuse to go back to the gym because I missed
every week should be
F-45's
Wahlberg week.
Wahlberg week, which I had friends of mine that go to F-45 in Sydney like messaged me being like, I can't believe you're missing Wahlberg week. It's so fucking bad.
I got messaged by people who never contact me just like, hey, I got this email. It'd be like, hey, X, Wahlberg week at your F-45 this week. And they're like, oh, I thought of you. And it's nice to know that... I don't know. We come to people's minds.
Yeah, but my gym's WhatsApp group is, you know, fairly quiet.
What do you guys share in there? Some like...
just prayers.
Prayers, anti-vaxxing like kind of articles.
Protein only meals, recipes.
Macro counting apps.
But yeah, like the... for Wahlberg week, every day the trainer would post what tomorrow's workout would be. And like...
So it was a different one each day.
Dude, the names of the workouts were fucking insane.
Yeah, there was like something called like Boston something.
One of them was called Patriots.
Yeah, it's awesome. That's so sick.
Like getting a bunch of people in like fucking Sydney to be like, yeah, Patriots.
I've got a Mark Wahlberg theory I would love to share with you.
Drop it on
me,
brother.
Sitting on a lot of stuff. I've been like, I got to save because I want to share it with you and our fam. I noticed you post the other day and you put into words something that I'd been feeling but wasn't too sure how to say, and it's a DJ Khaled's gone a little golf crazy.
I fucking hate it,
dude.
So DJ Khaled, as everyone knows, HeyFam's
inaugural
guy of the
year,
2022.
Yep.
I thought he was gonna get it again this year, but he at first was very amusing as he got into golf.
Yeah,
immediately summoning
it's like Happy Gilmore,
the hashtag and slash catchphrase, let's go golfing.
It was like a Happy Gilmore situation, you know, an outsider coming to a game that's kind of, you know, a bit stuffy, full of kind of the cliche is like older people. And here was this Grammy Award winning superstar come along to swing club, you know? And I was like, this is anti-establishment.
It didn't really matter what he was doing.
It's what he was doing
in his real life. It was the videos and content he made around what he was, where he was, what he was working on.
What his chef was serving
in. He released a god-awful album last year.
One of the worst.
And I loved all the marketing around it. Every video he made.
Couldn't tell you a song from
it. Not the actual videos for the songs, but the videos he made about the videos. Timeless.
So I have a theory because we've seen in the last, like I'd say almost about the same amount of time that has passed with DJ Khaled's recent golf, you know, obsession.
And this is like a guy that, you know, no matter how passionate he is about the things that he loves in life, from music to food to like even like religion.
Yep.
Whenever he presents a video about him interacting with it. It's funny as hell.
Yeah.
And
he's demanding his social media person film his wrist or his shoes.
He's so serious about golf. So he now just posts videos of him like practicing the shot, going bang, bang, bang. And like you expect him to like then like mug the camera and, you know, to say what an amazing golfer he is. But he just grabs the phone. He goes, thank you, and takes the phone back. It's so weird.
It's bizarre. I have my theory is we've seen it the same amount of time. Mark Wahlberg's really gotten heavy into like almost DJ Khaled-esque videos of him.
They're so saying, funny.
God did. Essentially, he's praying up he's God did.
Stay prayed up is, I think, funnier than God
But I mean,
did.
Okay, that's one similarity. Second one, he's gone crazy with the drip checks. And you know who else went crazy with the drip checks? I think there's been a Freaky Friday situation.
You think DJ Khaled.
The spirit, the soul of DJ Khaled has entered Mark Wahlberg's body. And all he knows now is how to like, basically his way of saying God did. The way you say it in Boston, which is stay prayed up.
Yeah, yeah, of course.
The 4 a.m. club is like essentially one of DJ Khaled's like, we the best, you know, his common catchphrase. And he's doing daily drip checks where he shows off like
the
shoes,
same shitty clothes
song.
He made.
And on the other flip side of that, we have DJ Khaled is just like a boring dude who's heaps into golf, which was like Mark Wahlberg's brand up until like quite recently.
Up until all his businesses started failing.
Seriously, yeah. I think that when they were hanging out in Miami earlier this year, I don't know if some lightning struck or something.
No, they both pissed into the same urinal at the same
time. They both beat the same Vietnamese person at the same time. The essence was transferred. I don't know what happened, but I'm seeing a lot
of... The Vietnamese person they were both punching in the face got struck by lightning.
Yeah, and then it just fed back to them. I'm seeing a lot of Marky Mark in... I'm seeing a lot of DJ Khaled in Mark, which is what I want to say. The content's similar. Maybe they switched social media producers. I don't know.
Yeah.
But there's something funny going on there. Because Mark is like, as you know, that it's funny, like you say, that video of him, that first one of him showing off his drip has become like TikTok fodder now.
Because, he like quotes a... what's it called? Roddy Rich.
That drip
line as he shows off his
he's like middle aged man
municipal branded
which
fit.
Is like pink camo.
But it's like that's gone viral now. People are like setting it to music
that's
and
awesome.
Like doing like montages of it.
Yeah,
but we were there. I'm pretty
I think
sure
we saw it in the first
we shared
hour.
It to each other.
Yeah,
like,
we're like,
within,
dude, this is wild.
Within 15 minutes of him posting it.
Fucking crazy.
We were there, man. That's our ground zero.
Yeah. No. Well, you're back.
I am back. I'm back in the room.
You flew here. I grew here.
The ship was fucking crazy. I don't know.
What was crazy?
The trip.
Oh, but you said the ship. I was like, you got back on a boat?
Well, I mean, we did do a lot of different modes of transport. Mm. Like as soon as the kids started complaining about trains, I was like, fine.
Boats.
Guess what else we can do?
Yeah, okay, monorails.
Obviously flew there.
Yeah.
You grew here. I flew there.
Yeah.
Lots of trains. A bus. Boats.
This is great.
Cruise ship.
You went on a cruise ship.
The cruise ship designed by.
Oh,
Leiji,
you mean like you went
Matsumoto.
On a cruise?
No, it's like it's like a 1 hour cruise.
Yeah.
Monorail.
Yeah.
Did a monorail. Did a tram.
That's good.
And then of course Disneyland and Universal Studios.
Oh yeah.
I mean, what are you calling those ride vehicles? There's all kinds.
Yeah. You've got a dark rides.
Yep. You've got what do they call the Spider-Man ride, the scoop? We went in a scoop.
What's that?
That's like actually the kids were too pussy to go on that one, so that was just me and B. We did a single ride.
The kids were too scared to go on a Spider-Man ride.
So they did Journey to the Center of the Earth.
Oh yeah.
Well, Archie did the 1-2 punch of Tower of Terror.
Yep.
In which mid fall he grabbed me and said, "Dad, I hate this," and I started laughing.
Was there like a movie? Was there a movie element to it? Where
he was
the screen?
So excited for it because we did all these like baby coasters.
Yeah,
and he was loving it. He was like, "I'll do any ride at that point."
Yeah.
And so instead of going like working my way up, I was let's do the scariest ride in the park. Great.
Yeah,
I went on it with my sister when she was 9, I think. So he's ready, and he like
rite of passage.
He even though he said he hated it. We got off it and I was like talking about adrenaline and like that being scared is kind of part of it.
Yeah.
And then he was like, "Oh, maybe I did like it." Like, it's like the mix of emotions. And so then we like, you know, he was like actually like really happy and jumped up. And then we're like, "Cool, let's do Journey to the Center of the Earth." And then B and Tilly came on that one too. And it just scared the absolute shit out of him.
Really?
Does that fall at the end?
Yeah.
It's a little bit more intense than the Splash Mountain one. And,
is it dark as well?
It's at Disney Sea. It's dark. The whole lead up to get there is like, there's a lava monster. Mm. It's a fucking sick ride.
I think it's the last one I went on last time.
Yeah.
But my dad and I went on the Tower of Terror twice.
Hell yeah. I've been on like four
What do they call it there? Is it the Tower of Terror there?
Tower of Terror.
It's Guardians of the Galaxy.
It's not Guardians of Fire. So I went on the one in in MGM Studios it's in Twilight Florida. Zone, right, or it was Twilight Zone when it opened in 1997.
Yeah,
My sister and I lined up for so long, but it was like easily the best ride of the trip.
Yeah, that ride's crazy. When it opens up and you see the park.
Yeah.
Did you go on at nighttime?
No, daytime. But I have been on the Japanese one at night.
Yeah. When it like flashes at night, you're like
even like watching it from like the other side of the park.
Yeah.
When it drops, there's like lightning shoots up the building. It's so good.
Is that your first Disney Sea? I forget.
No, I've been to Disney Sea twice before now, and took it Disneyland three times. Stayed in on at the hotel. It was just because the kids were like, Archie, we're going to the Nintendo store today, and like he would just. Like not be excited to look at all. Like, I mean, fair enough. Like, you know, hey, look at all these things we could potentially buy.
Yeah.
Is what that shop is.
Mm.
But that's the shit you and I get hard. Exactly, for. I know. But he just wanted to line up for the kiosks to play Nintendo Switch games that we already owned.
That they're on the trip with you on your Switch.
Yeah, exactly. Like it's literally in my backpack right now.
It's a meter from you.
Yeah. But so I was worried, like, oh shit, are they going to hate Disneyland? But yeah. No, they fucking love Disneyland.
When you were there, what was the first moment, your first, like, damn, I'm in Japan moment, like, on the trip, by yourself? Like, what was it?
I mean, I had the most crazy first night. Yeah.
Oh, that's right. You went out with the
I had a crazy night with an 84-year-old manga writer who I interviewed earlier this year.
Can he see now?
What's that?
Can he see? You didn't blind him?
No, I didn't blind him.
Wasn't a Mark Wahlberg ass?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, thank God. I
interviewed him and he found out we were going to be in Japan the same time. And he kind of like sent
Nippon.
Me a million emails and organized that.
What's his email game like?
He doesn't reply. He sends you a new email every time.
Yeah, that's sick. I think that's great.
Called me Andrew-san. Love that.
That's cool.
He asked me if I wanted... sushi or kaiseki, like that classic mm-hmm. kind of like Japanese traditional food. But he initially said, let's go out for sushi. And so I didn't want to like, I wanted him to go with his heart. You know, he wanted to do sushi. And so he took me out he picks me up in his car, right? And his wife is there too. I've only met this guy once.
What's his car, Sitch? Classic?
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Like old.
Mercedes or something.
Like it was like an American,
yeah.
You know, but made in Japan
yeah.
model. I'm not a car guy. I'm a sushi guy.
You got to be soon. Fast 10's out in a few weeks,
and Fast 10 Part 2 out next year after next year,
2025 baby.
But he turns the car light on, and then hands me three volumes of his manga series Oishinbo from like 15 and 10 years ago, and opens. They've all been bookmarked, and he goes, "Tonight we're going here." And holds up a drawing of the restaurant that we're going to. And then he gets another volume and he goes, and we're going to eat. And it's a sushi chef filleting a whole tuna. And he goes, tuna. And these are the parts we're going to eat. And so he's showing the manga representations of these fish getting butchered. And then telling me like what the names for all these different parts of the fish are. And then drove me there. And it was such a crazy experience. It's like a 9-seat. Omakase sushi restaurant.
Big for Japan.
And the writer was 82 and the owner of this sushi restaurant who had previously been featured in a volume of his manga was 90, it was 84 and
crazy.
Still running this restaurant with his son. And like when he eventually retires or dies, the son will take over
Jiro the restaurant. Vibes.
But like that guy was, his son was like in his
60s or something.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Like, and so they filleted a whole tuna for us.
That's huge.
And served it all as sushi. It was,
I thought you were
going
to say
incredible.
It was when I bought used underwear within 5 minutes of landing. But that answer is also nice.
But I mean, yeah. I mean, like, I think the first time I felt like I'm in Japan is we got to our hotel room and I was like, well, there's a Lawson in the same building.
I'll
as
be back
hotel.
In an hour.
And you know, we just went in there and straight away there was like a Kirby plush you could buy. And we got onigiri straight away. It was like our first meal. There was just like me dropping $50 on like a month's worth of food from Lawson. The hierarchy, I think, goes 7-Eleven, number one. Japanese 7-Eleven konbini.
It's unparalleled.
Then Family Mart.
Though I do love
Lawson,
the Lawson
but I
branding.
Love Lawson.
Yeah.
Yeah, me too. I love Lawson. I think Lawson has the best fried chicken too.
Yeah, Lawson famously
Sorry to
has.
Fami Chicky. You know, I mean, everyone loves Fami Chicky the most.
Oh, there's some Lawson. People do. The people ride or die for Lawson too.
The Lawson little fried chicken bits. That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, that's the one that's like, is it the red one's like the hot one? And the Lawson one's got a good reputation.
They're all fucking great. They're all like leagues better than anything we have here.
Why the hierarchy this time? Explain it.
7-Eleven has a better range.
Oh, 7-Eleven just has like, it's like the, it's the Coca-Cola.
The most likely to have Ichiban Kuji, right, the dumbass prize raffles that I love so much. And the most like, yeah, anime products in their stores. But you can also get like the, in the freezer section, it's like a cup of
the fruit
and then you put it in the machine.
Just full fresh fruit.
And it like makes you a fresh smoothie. They're the only one you can get like decent cereal and good yogurt and shit out. So like actual things that like you want to eat every day, as opposed to just all the fried bullshit that you want to eat once.
How good, I was just thinking how,
and
that smell
the gummy game
off, when you walk in of all of those places because of the like the
fryer section. I mean,
not
if you
the fryer, but just like the like soup
so
section.
That's Odin. That's seasonal. So yeah, it's seasonal. Not, I hate that.
But I mean, that's the moment when I'm always like, oh, I'm back in Japan. When you walk and you smell that
stinky,
like, it's just like old and hot and kind of like weird things. What is it?
Odin. It's like a soup where you
like a broth.
A broth, but yeah, you have
you
sticks,
add noodles and
sticks
stuff.
Of meat and like
yeah.
and tofu.
Just
and,
weird
and,
like radishes.
Lotus
and stuff.
And,
lotus,
yeah, yeah,
that's
and
right.
Radishes, and they just sit in the soup.
So those reasons you gave for 7-Eleven are reasons that I don't care about when I'm ranking them. So like I don't care about the fruit, the yogurt.
The Ichiban Kuji? The anime products?
I don't care about that.
The gummies?
I'm all about like the straight up snacks.
Yeah, but I mean, like, I guess I'm there for 3 weeks, and you know how nothing opens in Japan except
until, like,
those convenience
11.
Until 11. So I've got to actually source real breakfast.
Yeah,
you're famously a hated meal by you.
I just get a Boss coffee, dude. That's my breakfast.
Well, I mean, Starbucks is open, and as we have spoken about in the past, Starbucks in Japan, a good
Starbucks
time.
Is pretty good everywhere. I'm gonna say.
Yeah, I guess I've just never
like
needed to go there.
No, because we have coffee culture here, and I'm not saying that's a good thing. But we have like a snobbish coffee culture here that means like Starbucks don't exist. But then like when you're in like the deep south, it's kind of like fine.
Well, I mean, Japan has a snobbish tea culture, but you can't get it anywhere. It's so annoying.
You have to be like
you
Japanese.
Can have a shitty matcha latte anywhere. They suck.
Yeah.
But if you want like actually like
$300
freshly brewed
and like 2 hours.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah.
I bought a shitload of tea.
I think I was always a Lawson guy, number one.
Lawson is like...
And it's because I had a...
I love
collab
a
with
I just think,
Evangelion.
I spent most of my money at 7-Eleven.
Well, 7-Eleven has the ATMs. I mean, if you're international,
exactly. The lowest exchange rate when you're getting money out. Yeah,
lowest
bank fees. Yeah.
Plus, like the other places, like they don't have a 7-Eleven. They don't have like a international ATM at Lawson or.
Well, some of them do, but every 7-Eleven does.
And Lawson obviously has the ticket buying aspects for events and things.
Yeah, which I hate because I couldn't go to the Ghibli Museum because of dog shit thing.
I feel bad.
I don't care. I mean, like the kids would have hated it. So that would have been totally
I think
one of those
things.
They
would have hated it.
Yeah. Actually, Archie grew to love the manga museum, and that's like the most stale.
It's so boring.
Stale, boring.
It's like
place.
A library. Yeah, it's a library.
It is a library, but he loves a library. Yeah.
We got to go together, man.
Oh, man. There were so many things. Like, yeah, we did... what's it called? Hakone, which is where Tokyo 3,
bitch.
Evangelion is set. And like, I got in a little bit of Eva stuff while I was there, but I couldn't do the full bullshit. And like, I was like, you know, I can't convince my entire family and my sister and her boyfriend to come
to do the guy
to a random park
cartoon.
So far away in an
where Shinji
already
fought
far
the
fourth
angel.
No, you know, it's, you know, there is a public toilet that's been painted like Nerve headquarters. Okay. And I'm like, I need to do this.
I'm not
going to
shit until I go there. Yeah. I'm going to hold a shit until there.
Shit strike.
Third impact is about to happen.
So yeah, we need to try and convince B to go on like a girlfriend's holiday.
All
and
right.
Then you and me.
Let's brainstorm that stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
What can we say? Like go to Africa or something?
No, she wanted to just...
no, like safari, animals. I'm thinking
about... No, it'll be beach. Like, you all know,
right. Easy.
She can just lie in the sun for a while. That's
Hawaii, Fiji, Bali.
But it was such a sick holiday, but like sharing one room with a family of four is brutal.
Yeah, especially like Japanese size.
No, we found a good hotel chain called Miyamaru, and that was like...
Oh, you stayed there more throughout
we
the trip?
We stayed area, except, oh man, the Disneyland hotel was fucking incredible.
Yeah, it was
like,
lit. What was it Beauty and the Beast?
Yeah, the Beauty and the Beast room, but the hotel itself was like embarrassingly the fanciest hotel I've ever stayed at.
That's sick.
And I've stayed at like some pretty high end hotels, but this was just like the kind of shit you don't see anymore. I don't know if it
what
was.
What do you mean?
Like just like concierges who wait on you and just how nice everything was.
That's
and
also
all
Japan
these different
though,
rooms
isn't it?
For, like yeah, like, yeah. I don't know if it was like high end hotel stuff or just like what Disney tries to bring with it, but It was a very unique experience. I didn't want to sleep while I was there because I felt you're like I was wasting.
I'm being cheated by my money. I'd rather sleep at the theme park.
So B and I worked out a deal where like we would just tag team. I do one night where I go out, and the next night she goes out, and we would both have our little adventures. Mine were always like,
so wait, 3 hours. You would go out.
I would go out on the Monday night. She goes out on the Tuesday night, etc. By Kyoto, I realized that I had fucked up and hadn't seen any movies yet. So I went.
And you've never done that before, have you?
No. And so I saw Shin Kamen Rider, the new how do you say his first name?
Hideaki Anno.
Evangelion director. It's his Shin Godzilla director.
Follow up to 3.01 plus.
It is fucking stupid. Like, it's so dumb. I loved it. But
Someone who is like not, you're not like you're not crazy familiar with the Shin Kamen.
I've watched at least an episode, and then
definitely seen sequences, and we know like the lore.
I guess it's like, you know, if I were to compare it to something in the Western culture, it would be like 1960s Batman, right? And I loved that. I was expecting Anno to do what he did to Godzilla, which, you know, he makes it a very
bureaucratic and political.
I was expecting to do something subversive, and he doesn't really. It's like really camp, really silly.
He's
some of the best action you'll ever see.
That's great. But as I was gonna say, completely as someone who wasn't like, you know, crazy versed on the lore, were you just like, this is crazy good?
Yeah, I loved it. Yeah. I loved it. I can't wait to see it in English because because it's an Anno movie, there's a lot of talking.
Yeah.
I also saw the first Slam Dunk, which is the new Slam Dunk movie, which was actually directed by Inoue, the writer, the mangaka of Slam Dunk. And that's just like, it's the best sports movie I've ever seen in my life.
That's crazy.
So easy to follow. Even, you know, obviously there's not subtitles.
It's better than Angels in the Outfield.
Bro, it was fucking better than... not Hot Shots. What's the one that? What's the?
Major League.
Major League.
They're the Major League 2. Back to the minors.
I'm thinking, what's a good one? Hoosiers. That's a good basketball movie from like the 70s. Like,
yeah, Gene Hackman, the coach.
Great movie. But this was like out of control. The most insane animation.
Space Jam 2, New Legacy.
You think about that when you don't remember shit happening in the background. You don't remember the whole team in either Space Jam movie like being well animated. This was so well sequenced and choreographed.
So is it like a prequel? Why is it called the first?
It's actually
the first guy to invent the slam dunk.
I don't know
dunk.
Why it's called the first slam dunk. It's the last game in the manga series animated.
Maybe did they work up to slam dunking there? Is that why? Like, he finally slam dunked?
No, he slam dunks pretty early in the manga. I'm like, you know, like a few volumes in.
It's pretty funny that there's the last game's called the first slam dunk.
But like, I think the anime series never, I don't know if they ever got around to animating this. You know how like sometimes anime series end before the manga does?
Yeah.
So they just never, maybe they never did this battle, this final fight, or they weren't able to do it to the level that they wanted to. And now animation, you know,
man, Japanese theaters, I've told you, like, I guarantee you, everyone there has a protractor in their pocket.
It's
like, it is so it's my type of scene.
No one says a fucking word for the whole movie.
And they stay till the last credit rolls.
Dude, not only do they say, so the lights don't come on when
you have
credits
to
start.
Watch it.
Everyone stays down. And not only that, no one even reaches for their phone during the credits. They just watch the screen.
Yeah, it's respectful. Think of like being like a sound designer, a visual effects artist, someone whose like name doesn't pop up, you know, with the director, the writer, the actors. Yep. I think it's so respectful. They're there till the very end. They're looking at all the animal, you know, animals weren't hit in this movie.
Yeah.
Shit.
They're making sure of that. They're making sure
That's why they stay. Yeah.
They give you a present just for going to the movies. So at the Shin Kamen Rider, I got given dog tags.
Yeah, that's mad.
And some stickers. And then,
do you wish like in a way, like maybe you went missing and someone, or you say that I don't wish this happened, but you died while you were there and someone found your dog tag.
I mean,
so
like,
it was like, I'm going to avenge you. And that they only had your Kamen Rider.
Yeah, sure.
Dog tags to go by. And then you went down in history as like the Kamen Rider dog tag wearing character.
I don't think I could live there with a family. Like, I would like to try, I think.
That's impossible.
But, I mean, you could do it easy.
I practically do.
Just like being a single...
I mean,
like
I've been there six times. Four of the times it's been by myself. And it's just, I have the greatest times.
Yeah.
I am an early riser though. So in the mornings, I would walk from Shibuya to Daikanyama to Teesside, that amazing, huge, is it Satoya Books?
Yeah, the or is it the M one?
No, it's Satoya.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, and they opened at 7. Oh. So I'd hang there for a few hours because they had a Starbucks inside a Family Mart.
Yep.
But I could definitely do it.
I just pumped beers and like just went back to like the old me. I'm like, fuck it. If Japan, I'm back on my- if Japan doesn't wake up till 11 a.m., I'm not waking up till 11 a.m.
I'm going back to the old me.
Yeah.
My
kids, their bedtime.
In a few days, like, I hit 2 years no drinking, but I cannot wait to fucking... I'm getting off that wagon as soon as I get to Nippon and I am smashing.
Just like a cold beer with your ramen or whatever, like straight from the draft tap is so sick. Like,
yeah. I'm going to go like so Barney in The Simpsons when they like, he's about to go to the moon. It just like drinks the non-alcoholic champagne and goes crazy.
So B's been on some meds that she wasn't able to drink with.
Yeah.
I think similar to yours. And found out that you actually can have a few drinks with them.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, it was sick. Just us kicking back with a few beers on the Shinkansen. It was so fucking funny listening to Tilly trying to pick up Japanese and just fucking it up. She could like, she earnestly called the train the Shin Chicken at one point.
What a loser she is. So you would like on your off nights, what would you do when B went out? Or what more importantly, what did B do when she went out?
Oh, so she went shopping. Like, yeah, like
everything's open till like midnight.
Nine.
My favorite thing is in Japan where the time starts going to the next day and it's like closes at 28 o'clock. And you're like, what the fuck? Yeah. And it's like, it's there 4 a.m. All the bars are like midday. It says like 1200 to 2800. Yeah, yeah. And you're like, what type of devil's time is this?
No, so I got pretty good at knowing like which chain stayed open till when. So like you, most of like the shops that we like, you know, your specialty shops, your
Mandrake.
Evangelion stores, Mandrake, they stay open till 9
every day.
Yeah, but then
should be
Book normal. Off, Uniqlo, Tower Records, 10.
10, yeah.
Kinokuniya. Daiso, 11. So I did a
Muji's
lot of...
Muji's like 10 as well, I think.
Yeah. But yeah, but I generally would get home and then... You know, your convenience is 24 hours. So, like, if I was having a hell of a night, I would just be like, cool. I'd have my like, I'd go to all the specialty shops in whatever area I was in. Then I would do your Tower Records. I went to like 5 book offs, which are these secondhand bookstores.
Book offs are tired.
With secondhand anime statues and Gashapon and all the bullshit I like. That was a good one.
That was nice. Did you go to any art galleries?
Not really. No. I went to the Hakone Open
that's
art
tight.
Gallery. I mean, that's like kid deterrent.
Yeah.
Going to an art gallery.
Yeah.
We did a lot of stupid bullshit instead, which was great.
Yeah, I was gonna say that.
But there were a few days where like I would be like, okay, B, I know this is gonna be an extra annoying day, so I'll take the kids to all the dumb bullshit I want
to
do.
And
you go like meditate and buy tea.
Yeah.
Literally that's what she did.
That's sick.
And buy buy jackets.
Damn, man. Yeah. I'm December. Yeah. I'm going to do Christmas there.
I'll do it again. Fuck it.
We'll have a family.
The kids won't care if I'm not there for Christmas, right?
Have a hey fam.
I'm already not going to be there for New Year's.
I'm going to put in my KFC order next week.
Bruh.
And now, a word from our really, really great sponsors. Trust me, I know a lot about good deals, folks, and this is a great deal.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
You sound like I'm trying to think. Man, some crazy shit went down while you were gone.
But it was worth it. I mean, there's a lot of TV I'm behind on, but that's like, who gives a fuck?
I mean, that's the good thing about it. You can
binge didn't work in Japan. I was like,
I had to get a VPN when I was in Bali because Disney Plus didn't work there because you had to have a cable. You needed to own,
so Disney Plus worked and Netflix worked.
Yeah, that was all fine there. But in Bali, it's part of a cable, satellite thing. And it's like, log into this. So I had to get a VPN to watch Andor every week because I was like, fucking Star Wars is the first thing to get spoiled always.
No, the fucking... So I'm now...
Oh, Succession is.
The Succession spoiler from episode 3 of season 4 was...
Do you know, I got it spoiled too and I only watched it 2 hours after it aired. And I have all the words in my Twitter feed filter... No spoiler.
Yeah, it was a fucking picture.
Someone made
all right, we're gonna
Los Angeles Times did an obituary.
Yeah, that's what I saw too. And I was like, someone just said, "Lol, LA Times did an obituary."
That's exactly what I saw.
And then it was, and I was like, "What the fuck?"
Yeah,
I was so mad.
Same. I was on a bus coming home to watch it because I was at the Easter show, and I was like, "Sick, it's Monday, Succession." It was like 3 or 4 p.m. It's only been on air for like 2 hours. Oh, I'll check Twitter. Just, I don't know. When you're on a bus, you just check shit because. I have my word filters in. I always do it when, like, I don't want to get spoiled for something. And a fucking JPEG just slipped in by there.
And so I was like, fuck, I think I just got spoiled for Succession. And then, like, an hour later, B was like, I think I did too. But neither of us said what the thing
That's
was.
That's nice.
In case we, yeah.
I will say one of the great episodes of television.
Holy moly. When they do
did you watch it?
So I watched it today.
Oh, okay, great.
When they do a wedding episode.
Them Roys know how to tie the knot.
But... Yeah, so I watched 2 and 3 today, and everyone acts so well. Shiv's performance in as that goes down is like
incredible.
Brought me to tears.
Yeah.
I was like fucked by it. Like just that, and especially because like I don't like you're not really conditioned to care that much about those characters.
No.
But like yeah, it was
just the tragedy of her getting two missed calls from Tom now and after, and you're like. Oh my God, she would have known first. And
yeah,
it's like an impeccable, like, I think it's the best I've seen of somebody's like death in a television program. That's not like the penultimate.
Wait, okay, we're talking spoilers for anyone.
Yeah, we're talking spoilers.
But I mean, like, we're up to like episode 6 now, right?
Six is
I'm so far behind, dude. Like,
it's been nothing but bangers. Each episode is set the day after.
Apparently. I swear when we were talking about this season, I predicted that this would happen.
Yeah, probably you did.
But I didn't think it would happen in the fucking like 20 minutes into episode 3.
Yeah. Misdirection.
Yeah.
It was incredible. Like, and I like that.
I'm so excited to see what happens next.
It's insane.
Episode 2 was amazing as well.
Like, Greg having to tell Kerry that she's not getting the job.
Oh my God. And everyone like that clip of her, you know, like how it just kept showing up music over all the other characters'
Hugo's
reactions
laptop,
to it.
And they're plug your computer in and he's like... Yeah,
but that's what teaches Logan that like, you know, that maybe she's not good because Tom's just such a yes man.
Yeah.
He's so fucking pathetic in that
Tom
episode.
Is just, and he's just like falling around like a dog.
Yeah.
Just
when he's like, do you want me to give you a kiss or whatever when he's standing up on the boxes? Fuck. Tom.
It's such a
Tom
good show,
Tom and Greg
man.
Are so lame. Like, they're actually the lamest they've ever been.
Yeah, they're so lame.
Yeah.
When Greg's complaining about the pizzas. He's like, they're just a little floppy or something.
Fuck off, Greg. Okay. Yeah. And he just walks out of the room.
Moron. But that third episode is like, I think one of the great episodes of anything ever.
Yep.
Just like everybody brought the A game, like Kieran Culkin, Jeremy Scott. Everyone's incredible in it.
Yep.
And they're all so true to themselves. Like Kendall doesn't care. He's just like, just buy a funeral off the shelf.
Yeah. Well, I think just them and their reactions to it actually happening. And Shiv is the only like Roman is.
He's actually really cut up.
Cut, but he doesn't know what to do.
Yeah.
Kendall's like,
well, he's every episode since the first season, he's like, our dad's going to live forever.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like he's, remember how adamant he always is. And he's like in it to the point of being in denial where Shiv is just like, yeah, she feels it.
She calls him daddy straight away. And
it's
like,
so
fucked. Yeah.
And just the phone and the quality and you're like, what's this?
And
it's,
Tom panicked and like insane. Him being like a good guy in that moment too. And yeah.
And just like being straight with them.
Yeah. So.
Dude, it's the, I'm so excited that there's only 5 episodes
and
left.
And fucking Jerry's role in the series, like just before that happens. Like, and him, and he makes Roman do it. Like that's the last thing that he got.
The last thing Roman said was like, are you a cunt?
Yes. Oh my God.
That's why I think he's so distraught.
Yeah.
Cause he like. Called him being like, do you just like being a cunt? Is that why you do this?
But it was kind of, he said it in like a nice way.
But still, you're going to spiral and be like, that's the last thing I said to my...
Are you a cunt? I guess that's what I'm asking.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dude, it's incredible.
Yeah.
And I think he's the only one that looks at the body, right? Just look.
Yeah, I can't remember.
Kendall's like, I don't want to look.
But yeah, I'm very excited about catching up on that series. It's going to take precedence above everything else. From what I've like glossed over, like Mandalorian season 3 wrapped up in a way that I'm going to hate. But we'll see.
What do you think happens?
Well, I know Lizzo and Jack Black are in it.
Dude. I've got to say though, that was one of my favorite episodes.
Okay.
A lot of real ones like that episode because it reminds them of the prequels.
Okay, yeah.
Or it's just like a detective episode.
So, yeah, I mean, so much of Filoni shit is like prequel.
It's like a detective. It's like a noir episode. They're like, they just do a side mission to do detective work.
But yeah, I know that there's like there's a ton of cameos coming up, right?
No, there's like the father of Hux is like a character in like a hologram.
That's fun.
Yeah, that's probably like
I'm still gonna do it. I'm not letting other people's opinions taint the thing.
It's the opposite. There's no cameos, and people thought there were going to be cameos because of Luke. And so a lot of people are like, oh, this ending sucks because there's no Luke or stuff. And it was
That's good. Okay, cool. I thought everyone was... maybe when they were saying cameos, they meant Jack Black and Lizzo.
Because they were like, oh, that pulled
I interpreted those comments as like...
There's like no one. It's okay. Very...
All right.
I'm not going to talk about it until you watch it, but it almost feels like it could be and it won't be, but like a series finale because it ties up everything that was presented basically in the first...
Well, they got enough coming up that they could...
Well, yeah, it ends in a way where you're like, oh, these people will be in other things, but they could end the series here. It ties up everything that happened in season one. Like, everything that was kind of introduced, like Gideon, Darksaber, Grogu, whatever, adoption, like all the things, it all like gets tied up.
Mm-hmm.
And you're like, okay.
The other shows, Barry, I haven't started that yet. I'm so excited for that.
Yeah.
I got reminded the other day that there's a new season of Ted Lasso that's like almost finished. I haven't watched any of that.
I'm really curious to see what people think of it because
no one's talking about it.
Well, that show was such a like hit during COVID because it was like this warm, ray of sunshine thing that wasn't like, I guess at the time, the comedy of the era was like dark and cynical maybe. I think
Sudeikis is like private life kind of out.
It's bled into the Mr. Nice Guy-ness of, it's bled like into that and like distorted the what people think of him.
Like him serving the, did he get subpoenaed or did he subpoena?
He subpoenaed Olivia Wilde while she was like presenting something.
Hosting
about,
SNL or something.
She was like fucking Harry Styles. She was getting finger banged by Harry Styles.
As he spat on Chris Pine.
Yeah. That's a wild moment.
Definitely. So yeah, lots of TV to catch up on. Oh, I haven't watched any of the renovations show.
No. Well, you know, I promised to do an episode of that.
We do love to promise things. That's the AFM way. This is the way.
I didn't do it. Yeah. I was like, I'm not doing that. I didn't want to do an episode without you. You know,
I appreciate that.
Yeah.
I don't want to do an episode with Noon, but I do want Noon to exist in the Hey Fam feed every now and then. So I'm okay with it.
I mean, we'll talk about him, you know.
No, Noon can do an episode. I bought Noon a present from Disneyland.
Oh, that's so nice.
Of Oswald the Rabbit.
Oh, that's really nice. Yeah. Why that? Have you guys spoken about him before?
Because we're going to go halves in the Lego minifigs. And he was like, I'm really excited to get an Oswald. And I'm like, dude, I'm going to Disneyland tomorrow. I'll find you some Oswald.
Oh, that's so nice.
And I got myself the you know, you get like the headbands.
Yeah.
Tilly got like Beauty and the Beast themed mini ears.
Mm-hmm.
B got like rock star mini ears that were like leather with like studs.
Whoa.
I don't know, meow.
Mini, wow.
And Archie got the Mickey burger. Ears, but they were burgers. And then I got Oswald.
I got the Star Wars one. I got BB-8.
Dude, biggest fucking news from Disneyland is that my kids love Star Wars now.
That's great.
Because their favorite ride was Star Tours.
How could it not be? It's such a good ride.
It's such a sick ride, but I hadn't been on it. Like, I feel like I did it. Last time I did it, maybe there was Force Awakens shit.
Right,
on it,
yeah.
But...
And now it randomizes and updates every time.
Dude, like, we went to... is it Crate or Crete?
Oh, Crate.
Crate.
Yeah.
And... You're like plowing through the red
the
sand
order.
And the red sand goes all over the windscreen and so I have to put the windscreen wipers to
That's
wipe
so
it
sick.
Off. You have I got videos of it, but like it's like Finn does a video like and fucking what's his name?
Poe.
no, like, sorry, I should know his fucking name. You know, was in the original trilogy, and then only comes back for
Han.
No, fucking
Luke.
No, what's his name? He only comes back in Last Jedi. No, he only comes back in episode. The fuck is his
Nine,
name?
Lando.
Yeah, Lando. Yeah, yeah. Lando's in it. Sorry, I have to remember too many things.
Yeah, no, that's totally chill.
But yeah, Lando, like, you know, he does a. He talks to C-3PO as they're like piloting through it.
That's mad.
We did both times we did it was like a totally different sequence. The second one we did, because yeah, with the second at Disneyland, Tilly was like, "Can we do the space one again?" And I'm like, "You mean Star Tours?" And she's like, "Yeah, Star Tours."
Damn, they finally got it.
There was no wait. So we
Archie liked Star Wars, right? Well, he knew the characters.
He liked BB-8 when he was a kid. Yeah, and B's convinced that like if we just put Star Wars on one day, they'll like it because it isn't like no, my parents. His parents still get fucking charred, but like, oh, his aunt and uncle.
I don't know, man. Everyone dies in Star Wars.
But I feel like it's like they're pretty cold about it.
They're not cold. This is what I've told you before. I'm so good with death and loss because of Star Wars, because its whole message is that no one really goes and. You know, I mean, obviously that's a line from Last Jedi, but they turn into ghosts. You get to hang out with them.
Yeah.
And it's all about
yeah.
They disappear. It's nice, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, but I mean, yeah, Anakin will kill children.
Oh, we're not watching the prequels. I couldn't.
Speaking of Star Wars, the,
Oh, you got like
Dumb Cunt Olympics was on for
I
me.
I know. What the fuck, dude? You went, that was just like.
Star Wars Celebrate. I was expecting nothing.
Busted.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know why. I guess it was kind of the first time post-COVID, but so many projects
were
announced.
Like nutting. Just sitting, I feel like I was at Disneyland or something.
Weren't streaming it this year.
And
like, I was
dude,
like,
dude, Filoni movie, dude, this, dude,
Ray. Yeah. How crazy is that?
That was like the Ray thing, yeah.
So it's going to be the first movie, apparently, set 15 years after The Rise
of
Skywalker.
And who's directing that one?
Oh, don't worry. Just a woman who directed 2 episodes of Miss Marvel.
The ones where they go to Sri Lanka.
Fingers crossed. Yeah. Ray's, yeah, yeah. No, so a...
Wait, did her dad...
rape anybody?
No, was her dad a fighter pilot?
Wait, what's that?
Patty Jenkins.
Oh, yeah. No, no. No fighter pilots here. She did not
I wanted to make the most kick-ass plane movie.
So we've got the Ray movie. It's very exciting. We have the James...
They'd be so dumb not to... I mean, Daisy really isn't doing shit.
No. And
bring Ray back.
It's not a part of the Skywalker saga, so you don't have to worry about that baggage.
What is Daisy really doing? She was a voice in that shitty 13 minutes game.
All right.
That sucks.
Rumor is Finn's coming back.
Okay.
Which is great. And then you've got to get Poe. Like, that's sick. We've got the James Mangold film.
Yep.
Set like 2,500 years
bullshit
before.
That's stupid, but okay.
No, that's all. It's about the first ever Jedi. Like, the first
But
person.
Why have they still got sci-fi shit?
It's still, well, we don't know that. What do you mean? You haven't seen it.
Okay. Well, if it's like caveman Star Wars.
Well, you said it's going to be like the Bible.
Okay.
Like literally, it's going to be like, I would love it if it's in a language that we don't even understand. If it's just like some fucking...
Turkish.
Well, no, just like no dialogue. Just like 2001 Space Odyssey.
Right, yeah, yeah.
Like that's what I'm picturing. And what's the other one? Oh, yeah, the culmination of all
I know
the,
that, by the way, I know there's no such language as Turkish.
No, that's made up.
No, it's Arabic.
Oh, there you go. And the culmination of all the Mandoverse stuff with the Filoni's first film, which is probably going to be an adaptation of Heir of the Empire, which is the Thrawn thing.
Yeah.
But yeah, so much was announced. Mary Elizabeth Winstead is in Ahsoka. Did you watch the Ahsoka trailer?
Hold on. Just Turkish update. Turkish is a language, everybody.
Yeah, I don't know.
75 million people speak it. So,
well, we just lost 75 million listeners. Did you watch the Ahsoka trailer?
No.
Oh, man. It's vibey as hell. We'll watch that.
I'll watch an episode at your house.
Yeah, but we'll watch the first one.
I'll watch the first, second, third.
I've watched all of Vision Season 2. I got that sent to me a few weeks early. Maybe we should watch one in between recording.
Oh, I'm into that. So you watched, do you have like favorites from it? Like,
yeah, it's I really liked the Arden one's very cute and fun.
Yep.
It's not my favorite one. I really like the Studio Mir one.
What are they doing in the past?
I think they're like fake anime.
Oh, okay.
Just the story there was really
like
cool.
Netflix anime productions and stuff.
Yeah, yeah, the story there was really cool. They're all really great, but That one really stuck out to
me. Oh, they're a South Korean studio. They did like Legend of Korra and...
Yes.
They did Boondocks.
Yes, that's right.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, that one. I really like that one. Which is funny because it's the one that looks most like season one.
Yeah.
But a lot of them are beautifully animated.
Did you say that there's going to be a third season that's back to Japan again?
I don't know if they're doing that.
Okay, right.
My theory is they're probably going to get one of them to do a film.
Okay, cool.
Like a Japanese one.
What's the studio Canal one like? No, not Canal. Cartoon Saloon.
It's fine. It's probably the most boring one to me.
Damn.
It's like a girl that goes to a cave.
Okay.
Like, seen that before in Star Wars. It's fine. I mean, its animation's fine, but to me, out of the story, there's a really cool one. The first one's really great. It's called Sith, and okay. It's just like about an artist.
Mm-hmm.
That was really cool. Like, that was a really interesting style. The Cartoon Saloon one's good, but it's also like, it's good, but to me, it just, I don't know, it didn't hit as much as the others.
Okay.
Yeah. There's another one. There's like an Indian one, which I liked, but it looked not Star Wars-y enough. I know that sounds really strange, but they're wearing like basically traditional garb and eating food from India. And so that was cool, but I was also like, it just looks not like Star Wars. Like, besides someone maybe using the Force in it or something.
Mm-hmm.
There was a cool like Indian looking Inquisitor.
Okay, that's mad.
I don't even know I'm supposed to talk about this stuff, but who cares? I signed a thing, but whatever. Yeah, it just felt too earthy.
So it doesn't come out till like next month, right?
May 4th. It comes out next week.
May the 4th.
Yeah, it's with you.
Interesting.
Now it's with me. So yeah, and I saw
Susan May. Susan May? Oh shit, yeah, you watched. So is that still showing in cinemas?
I don't know. I saw it open night. Dude, it was a packed cinema.
I'm going to see it tomorrow.
Yeah, it was great.
But you said not as good as Your Name?
Your Name is still the best. I don't really love Weathering With You. I rewatched it.
I really enjoyed my second viewing of it. I was with you on that. I didn't enjoy it the first time I saw it.
But I've watched it again. I watched them in the lead up. And it really didn't land for me the second time.
Why isn't Susan May showing in Parramatta?
You're a long way from...
They always show anime. That's where I watch all my fucking shit in 40X.
Yeah, maybe it was a limited run. I don't know. It was like a couple weeks ago.
Like I said, in the city.
Yeah, I don't know. Something about Weathering With You just didn't hit. I think I don't like the leads. The gun thing I find really melodramatic and stupid. Yeah. It just like has a gun and keeps shooting it.
What about how the little kid, how little boy has like a ton of girlfriends? That's heavy. That's cool.
Well, that's like the best part of it.
And also the man that takes like the
yeah, he's like Masato.
Drunk old man.
He's
rules.
Like,
yeah.
He's male Masato.
Mr. Sato.
I don't know. The rest of it just does not hit for me at all. Suzume, I found much better.
Oh, dude. My favorite thing that happened while I was away was you getting canceled for not liking the Mario movie.
Oh, man. Is that why you were away? I have no idea. Yeah, yeah. Oh, that must have been like the day you left.
Yeah, it was so funny.
I had people calling for my firing and stuff.
Yeah, so Angus wrote like an article just saying like, you know, we deserve better than what we got from the Mario movie.
I even say like, it's like, you could tell people didn't read it because I'm like, it's a fine like piece of shit movie. But Mario is, I don't know, to me, someone who's like always pushed things
Mario,
forward.
The famous dad haver.
Don't get me started. But it's just like Mario is a guy who like, you know, innovation. When I think of Mario, I think of innovation.
Sure.
Because of all the innovations that character and that team and the designers do with Mario games. They had an opportunity to do that with the film.
Yep.
And they did the complete opposite and made like a really dumb, stupid movie that is like a happy meal in terms of nutrition.
For sure. Yeah.
It tastes good. It looks pretty. But it's not really doing much for you, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And again, you can't really blame Nintendo to a degree because of all of the like insane backlash for the original film. So look, whatever. But yeah, I had like people calling me by name, my full name, just like being like, I need to be fired.
Well, this is what has like a Snyder cut. Like.
Dude, the Mario fandom, Mario movie fandom, sorry, which I've got to say is different to Mario.
Because those motherfuckers aren't playing the games.
The other thing is it's all American as well. It's not like, I'm yet to hear the Japanese Mario.
So, okay, the entire time I was in Japan, so I went to Universal Studios. I haven't even talked about Universal Studios yet. But there was like on the outside of Universal Studios, there was a few posters, some of them pretty big for the movie. But that was like in our last week. I didn't see anything in Tokyo for the movie.
It hasn't come out yet.
And then when I was at the cinema, it's out this weekend in Japan.
So I saw Miyamoto gave an interview today about it in Japan.
Okay, right.
And he was saying, they were speaking about the bad foreign reviews, which Japan are very aware of.
Yeah, right. Okay, sure.
And he's like, I think that might have helped with its success because now people are going to see whether it's good or not.
Right.
And I'm like, yeah, stick to making games. That's not how movies work.
I mean, like, this is leaning into... It's like this in Pikmin for him. Like, and then he'll probably retire or something. But like,
oh, yeah. Yeah. In the interview, he just speaks about like how he watches all the morning dramas, and they ask him at work at Nintendo, like, what happened on the morning Japanese shows this morning, and he like reviews them.
Yep. Sorry, he's got a beautiful photo of you and your cat.
It's nice, isn't it?
It's a really perfect photo.
Oh, yeah. That's kind of gorgeous.
You want to get one a bit closer?
Sure. Kitty. Hey.
No, she's not looking now. Moment's gone. but yeah, no, the Mario shit is not really anywhere in Japan.
I reckon they're a bit trepidatious.
Trepidatious.
Not trepidatious for me. Thank you.
Fergalicious. Fergalicious.
Yeah, Fergalicious, I pronounce it.
But they screened the movie trailer before both the movies I saw.
Right.
And it was cool hearing the Japanese voices. They're so much better.
Yeah. Yeah, they are. That's right. I remember that trailer leak. Yeah, you're like, oh, it sounds like Charles Martinet, doesn't it?
Well, no, it's that Mario's voice isn't necessarily better. It's a bit squeakier, but it still will go cut into, oh, yeah. It's very weird.
Yeah, that movie, I think, is like almost made $1 billion.
Yeah. It's going to be the first movie to make $1 billion this
year.
Yeah,
I think it's the highest grossing animated film of all time.
That's fucked up. Really? No.
No, fastest number one.
Oh,
or
okay, right, sure.
Yeah.
It couldn't have made more.
It beat Frozen 2.
Did Frozen do better than Frozen 2?
No, Frozen 2 was the record. Damn. I think it is the highest grossing.
I know it beat, because you know what the highest grossing video game adaptation before this was?
Sonic?
No.
Uncharted?
We've never seen it. It's a movie that I don't know a single person who saw, but it's the highest grossing video game movie by a long shot.
Like Need for Speed? No, what?
Warcraft.
Oh, of course.
Yeah.
David, the movie that killed David Bowie.
But it did like crazy numbers in China.
It was huge in China. Yeah. They were just like turned on by the green like goblin girl. They're like, this is forbidden. You know, they're not allowed to show ghosts and stuff.
It's funny that like the same week that Mario came out, the Dungeons and Dragons movie came out.
People love it.
I haven't seen it and I've had no expectations for it, but apparently it's great.
People are loving it. It's the guys who did Game Night.
Yeah. I mean, that's why. That was a killer movie.
What else did I see? I saw Suzume. I saw Beau Is Afraid.
Oh, which is another movie that like
press screening
either
of that.
Fucking love or fucking hate.
Yeah,
right?
I saw the Evil Dead Rise.
Where do you fall in the
I love Bo Was Afraid. It's fucked up.
Cool.
It's very hard to talk about without, not really actually. It's like a anxious guy who has to go visit his mom.
Yep.
And it's like set over 3 hours.
Starring
the Joker. It's like a big, it's so weird. It reminds me a lot of Synecdoche, New York.
Mm-hmm.
It's very Kaufman, but also like, it's like a very, I don't know, it's very unique and strange. It's insane that he was given this much rain.
Fuck, remember that Kaufman movie that was on Netflix a couple of years ago?
It's like a funny version of that.
Okay.
You know how that was like harrowing and dark?
Yeah.
This is like that, except the whole, like about a dick joke, essentially.
Yep.
Yeah, it's insane. It's really weird. It kind of, parts of it are very Looney Tunes.
My favorite story about that movie is that our mate...
What's it called again? Like...
Was it I'd love, I can't remember what it was. What was it called?
It's like a phrase, isn't it?
Yeah.
You shouldn't come here or something like that.
But our friend Tommy put it on, like he went to like someone's house and like after dinner or whatever, like, oh, let's watch a movie, and put that on. And everyone was just like, what the fuck is this?
That's so uncomfortable. yeah. What else? New Evil Dead was kind of vibey.
Yeah. Everyone's loving that one. That's like as goofy as it is.
Yeah.
I'm thinking of ending things.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
I watched Beef, the Netflix A24 show. Yeah. That's really good.
I watched the clip that went viral from the guy in
Beef. Oh, dude, yeah.
It's fucking,
that's a
hectic
supplementary bonus feature.
It's one of those things where I was like, oh, no, this guy sucks. Like, he definitely deserves everything coming his way.
It's crazy.
Right now. Like, that is like the worst fucking
story.
And that he willfully
about that,
said
like,
that story and had it recorded and like it was just out there for years. And,
for
like,
years. I remember that coming up years ago too, because he's in like, what else was he in? He starred in something.
I don't recognize him from much. Yeah.
I think he was in like, he's friends with David Chang. He's really good friends with David Chang. And I think he was in that Ugly Delicious show.
Okay.
And he popped up on a few things like that. And people like, that's when I first heard about it.
Yeah.
When people like, cancel
this
guy.
It's like him on a podcast.
It's his own podcast.
Is it?
He used to do a podcast and he was kind of like just an edgelord.
Right.
It was like the arty Joe Rogan.
Right.
Is a way I've like decided to describe
it. And it's him like basically describing the way he forced a blowjob out of a masseuse. And it's so uncomfortable.
I didn't watch it. Yeah, right. I thought it was him about raping someone, which I guess that is rape.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah.
But yeah, sure. But now they're like, oh, it was joking or something.
Yeah.
And the creators of like the beef are just like, he's put the work in and it's fine. We don't care. And we spoke to, I don't know.
He's paid for heaps of massages since.
Yeah, he now like, he now keeps his pants
He actually
on.
Went down on a lot of masseuses.
Yeah, he's like, every one that goes down on him, he goes down on three. He's paying it forward. He's doing the Haley Joel Osment.
Like, if you ever watch the clip, it's fucked. It made me feel so gross.
Yeah, right. I didn't watch it. Because I was too busy watching him in Beef.
Yeah, man. Hell yeah. Speaking of cooking shows, is Beef a cooking show?
Yeah, it's about the cows. It's about, it's like binging with Babish, essentially.
Because one of our favorite shows of last year.
Just scored themselves a new fantastic acting addition.
So Bob Odenkirk joined the cast of season two of...
The Bear.
The Bear.
Hello, cousin.
I was trying to think of...
Welcome, cousin.
How exciting is that?
That's so good. I cannot wait for that motherfucking show to hit.
It's like a perfect thing for him to be in. I'm so excited. Is he going to
be an antagonist? I wonder if he's going to be an adversary or...
Because they did the other
thing. Is he like a family member who has something to do with the brother or... You know what I mean?
Like almost like instantly after Better Call Saul ended.
Lucky Hank?
And I was like, well, there's already a Breaking Bad character called Hank.
Yeah.
And Lucky Hank is too close to Better
Very
Call
strange.
Saul.
Very strange. Yeah, I think he's like a teacher or something.
I don't know what it's about. I haven't given it any chance, but I just was just like, that's not what I want him to do. Like, no. Essentially the same thing.
I think you should leave sketches or...
Yeah.
Starring in The Bear.
The Bear. Yeah, The Bear is perfect.
Very excited by that.
I had a day while I was away in Japan and I just watched a bunch of... Because whenever... B was out. I was just stuck in the hotel with the kids trying to get them to sleep.
But did they have a good trip? Was it
they
good
had a
for
fucking
them?
Amazing trip.
Yeah. Are they bummed to be back? Or?
I think they're all ready to come back. 3 weeks is like the perfect amount of time. And Archie was pretty pissed that like he had a holiday during the school holidays. So he didn't get like the 2 weeks where he just fucks around at home and then goes back to school.
Yeah, baby.
But I watched a shitload of Mr. Show clips while I was away.
Oh, so good.
That was so good.
I mean, where do you start? I mean... I always start with obviously the taint, like
yeah that's a great one. The longest sketches.
What's the name of the magazine?
There's like Twasn't and like
Twasn't Twain.
yeah.
And is Bob Odenkirk playing the principal?
Yeah,
it's one of the fucking best like cut twos ever.
And
when he's
David Cross plays like the publisher of the magazine, and it's like someone's shooting.
That's what I'm thinking of.
Male
porn.
Yeah. And he's like, open it wider. Whoa. Not all the way. And then David Cross's first line, he busts in the room. He goes, fuck yeah,
yeah
all
that
the way.
Yeah. Fuck yeah all that way. And we spoke about it so many times. And we're at the party at the end. It's like they're Boogie Nights.
It's a riff
on Boogie Nights. And
it's like the lemon and
when
the sugar.
It all goes really bad. And it's like the popcorn. And it's like,
these are the party days.
He's like throwing the popcorn, right?
Yeah.
Fuck, that one rules.
That and then the story of Everest. Do you know that one?
Yeah.
With the guy who was at the... January 9.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The other one.
That's like the darkest.
January 6.
January 6.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And they're like, he was
January
there.
9 is my January 6.
Well, we got it a few days later.
Yeah, yeah.
Even though we're ahead of time. And the pre-recorded talk show.
I love that one.
That's like one of the best.
January 6 happened when I was at my grandpa's funeral. And like,
you're like, sorry, I've got to go, guys. Yeah, yeah. I've got to insurrect. The shaman has called me.
Yeah.
Damn.
But yeah, man, fuck. I guess that's the end of this episode. But guess what? We're gonna hit record immediately after stopping this one.
Because I'm gonna read the entire plot of The Flash that just screened 2 months earlier yesterday.
The Flash happened, and like, I mean, I like that a lot of people are being quite skeptical of all the reviewers.
So you should be, because it's a room full of fucking clout chasing
but
comic book Twitter heads, right?
It's more sinister than usual because everyone's kind of sweeping the Ezra stuff on.
Totally.
The
I saw like, one person raise it, but they didn't even raise it. They're like, great time, cool movie, nostalgia, like all the dog shit.
I saw one, it was like, yeah, I know Ezra's done some bad stuff in the past, but they're really good in this movie.
But Batman's in this.
Yeah.
And it's like, what message does this send people? Like, you can choke out chicks in Hawaii.
Yeah. And obviously, like, you know, Ezra's stuff is not the same as, what's his name stuff?
Jonathan Majors.
Yeah. But like, Jonathan Majors is like, his fucking career is over. Like,
I think he got dropped by like, maybe
like
so
many future. Every week, it's like a new project that he was
his
doing.
Representation.
The disparity is
fucked up. I guarantee
you.
I'm not saying
that either of them are in the right, but like, Ezra should not have a career after the things that they've done.
And at least, like, not headlining the tentpole Warner Brothers film.
The best superhero movie of the year. Like,
the one word I keep seeing thrown around, and it's so funny because nerds are just the worst. They're like, best DC comic book movie brackets, not including the Nolan trilogy. Like, they're always saying that. They're always being like,
that's great.
But the Nolan ones are still better. But.
And no one from those movies that wanted anything to do with this one, and they never will.
Yeah, it's insane. And it's just like, it just sounds like the worst aspect of the things that you and I like very much well and truly sayonara'd. You know what I mean?
Oh, I'm like, do I even fucking see it? Like,
I mean, we're going to get invited to the premiere, of course.
I feel like just out of like the morbid curiosity, I want to see this one. Like, I didn't have that for Shazam 2.
Nah. Man, yeah. That fucking, the weird like, art imitating life of Michael Keaton just staring at the camera while
saying, "Oh, you want to get nuts?"
Just that was so dog shit, man.
I hope Jack Nicholson called in the next day and be like, "You fucking clown."
I hope he called him the N word like he did in The Departed.
Does he do that?
Dude, it's like the sixth line of the movie. Of
yeah, you're right.
Yeah. Well, he says it like a few times. Yeah, yeah. It's a Martin Scorsese movie. Martin Scorsese says the N word.
I don't remember him calling Michael Keaton the N word in the movie, but he calls. Yeah,
that's why they call him the Joker.
Yeah, yeah.
it's one of his big jokes. We'll talk about that. We got
I want to talk about Universal Studios too. I've never been to one before, sure. And I went to the Japanese one.
Yeah, I've been to one.
It was crazy as shit, but like it has the Nintendo Land in there, and it was so wild comparing that to the movie, and. I can go for hours about Nintendo.
We should do spread it out over a few.
Let's just fucking go. And also, you've got a birthday present for me. Or Christmas? Is it my Christmas?
Christmas
present?
Your birthday present?
Because I said I don't want the Christmas present that Angus gave me.
Yeah.
So he had to take it back.
Yeah. And, luckily, they let me do it.
And also, you'll hear the true story behind my birthday message this year.
Oh yeah, that's right.
So head on over to patreon.com/heyfam. Heyfam, the fucking boys are back.
We're back. We never left, but we.
And
Zelda's out in 2 weeks. How fucked is that?
I can't wait.
Same. I cannot wait.
I got a Steam Deck too. We can talk about that.
Oh my god, that's right. It came like the day we were leaving.
Literally
right?
The day before.
How is it?
I'm gonna let you know in PayFam. Patreon.com/HeyFam. $5 a month. It's all it costs to get two episodes of HeyFam every single week, except for the last two. But those are over now, and it's not gonna happen again until Angus goes overseas.
Yeah, to the same
at
country.
Christmas.
All right, we're now gonna watch the 129-minute 1995 CG movie Robots.
And you're gonna listen to us watch it.
Oh no, then we're gonna come back.
Okay, great.
We're not even gonna mention that we watched it. Let's do it.
Patreon.com/HeyFam. See you soon.
Bye.